What are you feeling? Moon principles of Vedic astrology. In Vedic astrology, the moon is the heart of your emotional world. It governs how you feel, react, and instinctively respond to life. By understanding where your moon is placed, in terms of its house, sign, and nakshatra, plus the house where Cancer falls in your chart, you can gain profound insights into your emotional landscape. The moon represents your deep subconscious, your inner psychology, and the imprints you carry as a soul from past lives. It's the seat of your cravings, desires, and emotional imprints that shape your responses in this lifetime. Let's dive into these moon principles together and explore how they impact your feelings and inner world. 1. House placement of the moon, where your emotions are focused. The house your moon sits in gives clues about where you instinctively focus your emotional energy. This house influences where you seek comfort, emotional fulfillment, and a sense of security. If your moon is in the first house, you're likely to wear your emotions on your sleeve, and how you feel often shapes your sense of identity. Personal recognition and validation are emotionally fulfilling for you. Moon in the fourth house. Here, your feelings are tied to family, home, and inner peace. You crave a sense of rootedness, and you may find comfort in creating a nurturing space around you. Moon in the seventh house. Relationships are your emotional anchor. Your feelings often revolve around the give and take of close partnerships, and you feel most secure when emotionally connected with others. Moon in the 10th house. Your career and public image play a big role in your emotional life. There's a strong drive to find emotional validation through accomplishments and how others perceive you. Wherever your moon is, that area of life becomes a focal point for your emotional needs and instincts, offering insight into where you most naturally seek comfort and connection. Habit 2, sign placement of the moon, how you express emotions. The moon's sign gives a sense of your emotional style, shaping how you instinctively express and process feelings. Each sign adds its unique character to your inner world. Aries moon. If your moon is in Aries, you feel things intensely and react quickly. You're passionate, often impulsive, and may act on emotions before fully thinking things through. With a Taurus moon, your feelings are grounded and stable. You likely seek comfort in the tangible, material security, routine, and nature can bring you peace. Gemini moon. If you have a Gemini moon, your emotions are adaptable and curious. You're mentally active, but your feelings can shift quickly as you absorb new information and experiences. Cancer moon. A Cancer moon amplifies sensitivity and emotional depth. You're likely empathetic, nurturing, and deeply in touch with the feelings of those around you. The moon sign reveals your emotional temperament, coloring how you instinctively react and express yourself. Whether fiery, earthy, airy, or watery, each sign shapes your unique approach to processing and expressing feelings. 3. Nakshatra of the moon, the fine details of your emotional personality. The nakshatra, or lunar mansion, where your moon resides, adds specific attributes to your emotional and psychological profile. Each nakshatra has unique qualities that influence your instinctive reactions and inner world. Ashwini? If your moon is in Ashwini, you're drawn to spontaneity and adventure, with a deep need for freedom and action. Rohini, Taurus. With a Rohini moon, you're nurturing, sensual, and grounded. Emotions are tied to beauty, pleasure, and stability. Ashlesha brings emotional depth and sometimes secrecy. You're likely introspective, with an intensity that can be both magnetic and private. Maga. If your moon is in Maga, pride and heritage matter to you emotionally. Family, roots, and tradition can evoke deep feelings and a strong sense of self. Each nakshatra brings a nuanced layer to your emotions, defining your instinctive responses, strengths, and even vulnerabilities, shaping how you connect with the world emotionally. 4. House placement of Cancer, where you seek emotional security. Since Cancer is ruled by the moon, the house Cancer occupies in your chart represents the area of life where you look for emotional stability and safety. This placement affects how and where you nurture yourself and find comfort. Cancer in the first house. If Cancer is in your first house, you instinctively seek emotional security in your self-image and personal authenticity. Nurturing yourself emotionally is key to feeling balanced. Cancer in the third house. Communication and relationships with siblings or close friends play a major role in your emotional life. Talking things through often helps you feel emotionally settled. Cancer in the fifth house. With Cancer in the fifth house, creativity, romance, and children become emotional outlets. You may feel a need to nurture in these areas, bringing warmth and sensitivity to your self-expression. Cancer in the 10th house. If Cancer is in your 10th house, your career and social standing provide emotional grounding. Public validation and career stability may be essential for your inner peace. Now let's deep dive into the moon in various ascendant signs and nakshatras, helping you study and understand where and how to take care of the moon, your emotional body. By grasping these principles, you'll better understand the areas of your life that need nurturing and support, allowing for greater emotional health and stability. Emotional foundations, the fourth lord in Rohini Nakshatra, for all ascendants. In Vedic astrology, the fourth house governs emotional security, inner peace, home environment, and nurturing qualities, especially associated with the mother. When the fourth lord is positioned in Rohini Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, it introduces creativity, growth, and a sense of nurturing to emotional foundations. Rohini, symbolized by a chariot, embodies fertility, abundance, and a love for beauty and comfort. This nakshatra shapes the emotional body with a deep need for emotional satisfaction, stability, and the creation of harmony, fostering growth through creativity and connection. Here's an exploration of how the fourth lord's placement in Rohini Nakshatra affects emotional foundations for Aries, Taurus, and Gemini ascendants. Aries ascendant, moon as the fourth lord in Rohini Nakshatra, second house. Ascendant characteristics: Aries, ruled by Mars, is bold, action-oriented, and naturally inclined toward leadership. Aries natives are independent, courageous, and driven to achieve personal growth. Fourth lord in second house. With the moon as the fourth lord in the second house, Aries natives connect emotional security to family values, wealth, and communication. Rohini Nakshatra enhances their creativity and desire for harmony within family dynamics. Emotional body. Moon in Rohini introduces a nurturing and emotionally sensitive nature. These natives find emotional fulfillment through creating beauty and comfort in their home environment, maintaining strong family ties, and fostering abundance. However, their deep emotional needs may lead to possessiveness if not balanced. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize comfort, beauty, and stability, creating a sense of security and emotional satisfaction. The mother may encourage creativity, nurturing, and emotional growth, teaching the importance of maintaining harmony in relationships. Rohini's influence fosters a sense of abundance and emotional connection within family relationships. Taurus ascendant, sun as the fourth lord in Rohini Nakshatra, ascendant characteristics: Taurus, ruled by Venus, values stability, comfort, and material security. Taurus natives are grounded, patient, and focused on creating a harmonious environment. Fourth lord in first house. With the sun as the fourth lord in the first house, Taurus natives bring their emotional security and home-centered values directly into their self-identity. Rohini Nakshatra enhances their creativity and drive to express themselves through nurturing and creating comfort for others. Emotional body. Sun in Rohini creates a warm and emotionally expressive nature. These individuals find emotional satisfaction through leadership roles within their family and community, emphasizing stability and growth. Rohini encourages them to balance their personal needs with their desire to nurture and protect others. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of stability, creativity, and nurturing, fostering a harmonious and supportive foundation. The mother may instill values of leadership, emotional connection, and comfort, teaching the importance of creating a secure home environment. Rohini's influence fosters growth and emotional stability within family dynamics. Gemini ascendant, Mercury as the fourth lord in Rohini Nakshatra, 12th house. Ascendant characteristics: Gemini, ruled by Mercury, is communicative, adaptable, and intellectually curious. Gemini natives thrive on learning, networking, and exploring new ideas and perspectives. Fourth lord, Mercury, in 12th house. For Gemini natives, Mercury as the fourth lord in the 12th house ties emotional security to introspection, solitude, and spiritual exploration. Rohini Nakshatra enhances their creativity and emotional depth, encouraging them to find beauty and harmony in their inner world. Emotional body. Mercury in Rohini fosters a reflective and imaginative emotional nature. These natives find peace through creative and intellectual pursuits, often focusing on self-expression through solitude and spiritual exploration. Rohini encourages emotional growth by seeking inner harmony and meaningful connections. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of peace, introspection, and creativity, fostering a sense of emotional depth and connection. The mother may encourage intellectual curiosity and emotional adaptability, teaching the importance of nurturing one's inner self. Rohini's influence promotes emotional growth and renewal within family dynamics, fostering balance and harmony. Hack Cancer Ascendant, Venus as the fourth lord in Rohini Nakshatra, 11th house. Ascendant characteristics. Cancer, ruled by the moon, is nurturing, emotionally sensitive, and family-oriented. Cancer natives prioritize emotional security and harmonious relationships. Fourth Lord, Venus in 11th house. For Cancer ascendants, Venus as the fourth lord in the 11th house connects emotional security to friendships, social networks, and shared ambitions. Rohini Nakshatra enhances their creativity and desire for harmony in social and emotional interactions. Emotional body. Venus in Rohini fosters a nurturing and emotionally adaptable nature. These natives find emotional satisfaction through creating beauty in their relationships, building strong social networks, and collaborating on shared goals. Rohini encourages them to focus on harmonious and balanced connections for emotional fulfillment. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize beauty, creativity, and social engagement, fostering emotional growth through collaboration. The mother may encourage creative self-expression and emotional adaptability, teaching the importance of maintaining supportive relationships. Rohini's influence promotes harmony and growth within family and social dynamics. Leo Ascendant, Mars as the fourth lord in Rohini Nakshatra, 9th house. Ascendant characteristics. Leo, ruled by the sun, is confident, dynamic, and self-expressive. Leo natives thrive on recognition, leadership, and creative self-expression. Fourth lord, Mars in 9th house. For Leo ascendants, Mars as the fourth lord in the 9th house connects emotional security to higher learning, philosophy, and spiritual exploration. Rohini Nakshatra enhances their creativity and adaptability, encouraging emotional growth through exploration and intellectual pursuits. Emotional body. Mars in Rohini fosters a bold and dynamic emotional nature. These natives find fulfillment through intellectual exploration, creative endeavors, and expanding their worldview. Rohini's influence encourages balance between action and nurturing, allowing for emotional growth through philosophical understanding. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize intellectual growth, creativity, and exploration, reflecting a foundation of personal and emotional development. The mother may instill values of resilience, independence, and adaptability, teaching the importance of balancing ambition with emotional harmony. Rohini's influence fosters growth and renewal within family dynamics, promoting emotional depth and connection. Virgo Ascendant, Jupiter as the fourth lord in Rohini Nakshatra, 8th house. Ascendant characteristics. Virgo, ruled by Mercury, is analytical, practical, and service-oriented. Virgo natives focus on organization and emotional stability through careful planning and attention to detail. Fourth lord, Jupiter in 8th house. For Virgo ascendants, Jupiter as the fourth lord in the 8th house ties emotional security to transformation, shared resources, and deeper emotional connections. Rohini Nakshatra enhances their emotional depth and encourages growth through nurturing relationships and navigating life's complexities. Emotional body. Jupiter in Rohini fosters a philosophical and emotionally expansive nature. These natives derive fulfillment through exploring deeper truths, embracing transformation, and fostering harmony in close relationships. Rohini's influence encourages emotional renewal and growth through intellectual and spiritual exploration. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize depth, transformation, and connection, fostering an environment of emotional and intellectual growth. The mother may instill values of resilience, wisdom, and adaptability, teaching the importance of nurturing emotional connections. Rohini's influence fosters renewal and balance within family dynamics, promoting emotional growth and harmony. Tashad Libra Ascendant, Saturn as the fourth lord in Rohini Nakshatra, 8th house. Ascendant characteristics, Libra, ruled by Venus, values harmony, balance, and meaningful relationships. Libra natives seek emotional security through fairness, stability, and collaboration. Fourth Lord Saturn in 8th house. For Libra ascendants, Saturn as the fourth lord in the 8th house ties emotional security to transformation, shared resources, and psychological depth. Rohini Nakshatra enhances their creativity and ability to navigate emotional challenges with a nurturing and practical approach. Emotional body. Saturn in Rohini fosters a disciplined and emotionally grounded nature. These natives derive fulfillment through managing life's complexities, transforming emotional challenges into growth opportunities, and creating harmony in deep emotional connections. Rohini's influence encourages emotional renewal through nurturing and resilience. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize depth, emotional growth, and transformation, fostering a foundation for personal development. The mother may instill values of discipline, patience, and creativity, teaching the importance of finding beauty and balance amidst challenges. Rohini's influence promotes renewal and harmony within family dynamics, encouraging emotional depth and stability. Scorpio Ascendant, Saturn as the fourth lord in Rohini Nakshatra's 7th house. Ascendant characteristics. Scorpio, co-ruled by Mars and Ketu, is intense, transformative, and emotionally resilient. Scorpio natives seek emotional security through meaningful and transformative relationships. Fourth Lord, Saturn, in 7th house. For Scorpio ascendants, Saturn as the fourth lord in the 7th house connects emotional security to committed partnerships and relational responsibilities. Rohini Nakshatra enhances their ability to nurture relationships while maintaining stability and harmony. Emotional body. Saturn in Rohini fosters a balanced and emotionally grounded nature. These natives find fulfillment through cultivating meaningful partnerships, creating harmony in relationships, and fostering mutual growth. Rohini's influence encourages nurturing and adaptability in relational dynamics. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize responsibility, collaboration, and nurturing, fostering strong relational foundations. The mother may encourage emotional balance, resilience, and adaptability, teaching the importance of creating supportive partnerships. Rohini's influence promotes harmony and renewal within family and relationship dynamics, fostering emotional growth. Sagittarius Ascendant, Jupiter as the fourth lord in Rohini Nakshatra. Ascendant characteristics. Sagittarius, ruled by Jupiter, is adventurous, philosophical, and optimistic. Sagittarius natives prioritize emotional security through intellectual exploration, creativity, and personal growth. Fourth Lord, Jupiter, in 5th house. For Sagittarius ascendants, Jupiter as the fourth lord in the 5th house connects emotional security to creativity, learning, and relationships with children or romantic partners. Rohini Nakshatra enhances their emotional depth and encourages growth through nurturing and intellectual exploration. Emotional body. Jupiter in Rohini fosters a philosophical and emotionally nurturing nature. These natives derive fulfillment from exploring creative ideas, fostering meaningful relationships, and seeking harmony in intellectual pursuits. Rohini's influence encourages emotional growth through balance, creativity, and expansion. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of creativity, intellectual engagement, and emotional harmony, fostering growth and connection. The mother may instill values of wisdom, curiosity, and resilience, teaching the importance of balancing emotional clarity with intellectual pursuits. Rohini's influence promotes renewal and harmony within family dynamics, fostering emotional depth and personal growth. Capricorn Ascendant, Mars as the fourth lord in Rohini Nakshatra, 5th house. Ascendant characteristics, Capricorn, ruled by Saturn, is disciplined, practical, and goal-oriented. Capricorn natives seek emotional security through stability, structure, and long-term achievements. Fourth Lord, Mars, in 5th house, For Capricorn ascendants, Mars as the fourth lord in the fifth house connects emotional security to creativity, intellectual pursuits, and relationships with children. Rohini Nakshatra enhances their nurturing and protective instincts in matters of emotional expression and personal growth. Emotional body, Mars in Rohini fosters a dynamic and emotionally expressive nature. These natives find fulfillment by channeling their energy into creative projects, intellectual exploration, and nurturing meaningful relationships. Rohini's influence encourages balance between emotional intensity and harmony, fostering growth and renewal. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of creativity, warmth, and emotional engagement, fostering a supportive space for personal growth. The mother may instill values of courage, nurturing, and responsibility, teaching the importance of balancing ambition with emotional connection. Rohini's transformative energy fosters renewal and harmony within family dynamics, promoting emotional depth and adaptability. Aquarius ascendant, Venus as the fourth lord in Rohini Nakshatra, fourth house. Ascendant characteristics, Aquarius, ruled by Saturn, values innovation, intellectual growth, and humanitarian ideals. Aquarius natives prioritize emotional fulfillment through creativity and progressive thinking. Fourth lord, Venus in fourth house. For Aquarius ascendants, Venus as the fourth lord in the fourth house ties emotional security directly to home life, personal comfort, and nurturing connections. Rohini Nakshatra's influence enhances their creativity and desire for emotional harmony in their domestic environment. Emotional body, Venus in Rohini fosters a refined and emotionally harmonious nature. These natives find peace through creating beauty, comfort, and balance in their home and relationships. Rohini encourages emotional growth through nurturing connections and cultivating harmony. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize aesthetics, creativity, and emotional security, reflecting a foundation for nurturing growth in relationships. The mother may instill values of adaptability, beauty, and resilience, teaching the importance of creating a supportive and harmonious environment. Rohini's energy fosters renewal and emotional connection within family dynamics. Pisces ascendant, Mercury as the fourth lord in Rohini Nakshatra. Ascendant characteristics. Pisces, ruled by Jupiter, is compassionate, imaginative, and spiritually inclined. Pisces natives seek emotional security through intellectual pursuits, communication, and meaningful relationships. Fourth lord, Mercury, in third house. For Pisces ascendants, Mercury as the fourth lord in the third house connects emotional security to communication, intellectual engagement, and relationships with siblings or peers. Rohini Nakshatra enhances their creativity and adaptability in forming emotional and intellectual connections. Emotional body, Mercury in Rohini fosters a curious and emotionally expressive nature. These natives derive fulfillment through meaningful communication, creative exploration, and nurturing intellectual connections. Rohini's influence encourages emotional clarity and adaptability, promoting growth through engagement and self-expression. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of intellectual curiosity, creativity, and communication, fostering a dynamic and supportive space for emotional growth. The mother may instill values of adaptability, intellectual curiosity, and harmony, teaching the importance of balancing emotional clarity with intellectual pursuits. Rohini's energy fosters renewal and emotional resilience within family dynamics, encouraging personal and intellectual growth.